Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Nat D. Ayer, Carson Robison, Elmer Grosso, and Abe Lyman, and play some Poor Little Songs. I had a nice email this past week from listener Friedrich in Germany asking for Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me by the Arkansas Travelers. Unfortunately, I don't have their version or Friedrich's other request, I'll See You in My Dreams by Lennon's Arcadians. But I do have Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me by the old maestro Ben Burney to start off a poor little set.
Thank you.
Vaudeville singer Marion Harris, January 21, 1922, and Poor Little Me, written by Benny Davis. That was preceded by the All-Star Trio and Poor Little Butterfly is a Fly Girl Now. Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young wrote the lyrics, and the tune was composed by M.K. Jerome. Lewis and Young also brought us How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm, I'm Sittin' on Top of the World, and 5'2", Eyes of Blue. The All-Star Trio consisted of Wheeler Wadsworth on saxophone, Frank Banta on piano, and George Hamilton Green on xylophone. That recording is from November 25, 1919. Before that, it was Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra with Poor Little Rich Girl, written by Noel Coward and recorded in July of 1925. We begin that poor little set with the old maestro himself, Ben Burney, and all the lads with Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me, from January 7, 1925. Marion Harris, who ended the set with Poor Little Me, also recorded Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me for Brunswick a week earlier on New Year's Day. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week marked the birth on August 5th in 1887 in Boston, Massachusetts, of Nat D. Ayer, A-Y-E-R. He went to London with the American Ragtime Octet in 1912 after composing songs such as There's No Place Like Home When There's No Place Else to Go, If You Talk in Your Sleep, Don't Mention My Name, I Like a Place Where the Peaches Grow, and Gee, But I Like Music with My Meals. You may not know these, but you've probably heard his most famous composition, Oh, You Beautiful Doll. In addition to composing, he also recorded, and although I'm not playing any of his records, he had a quite nice voice and a very smooth style for 1916 and 17, without the over-enunciation and forced sound that was common at the time. He wrote songs for at least 7 Broadway shows, including Ziegfeld Follies of 1909 and 1916, shortly after which he moved to England, where he stayed for the rest of his life. He died in London, England on September 19, 1952. Here are 4 from the pen of Nathaniel D. Ayer.
Beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll, let me put my arms about you, I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll, if you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you'd break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll. Thank you.
We begin that tribute to Nat D'Eyer with Henry King and his orchestra with the vocal by Siggy Lane and Oh You Beautiful Doll, which was composed by Ayer in 1911 with the lyrics by Seymour Brown. It was popularized by Billy Murray, who recorded it with the American Quartet in 1912. Henry King's recording was made by Decca on March 1, 1940. I don't know that we've ever played any Henry King records on the show before. He actually made quite a few records for several different labels between 1933 and 1941. Most had vocals by Joseph Sudi, S-U-D-Y, who played violin in the band, and whose brother Sidney played tenor sax and clarinet, but the vocalist on Oh You Beautiful Doll was Siggy Lane. Next it was George Olsen and his music, with the vocal trio of Fran Fry, Bob Rice, and Edward Joyce, who wasn't usually part of Olsen's vocal trio, and Oh How I've Waited for You, from the show By the Way, written with Harry Carlton. That recording is from January 22, 1926. That was followed by the voice that had them fainting, Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees, and If You Were the Only Girl in the World. We finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and a 1924 Victor recording of Where the Rainbow Ends, another Clifford Gray, Nat D. Ayer effort. Last week, August 4th, marked the birth in 1890 in Oswego, Kansas, of Carson J. Robison. He was known as the Kansas Jayhawk, and much as I'd like, we're not related. He wrote his first song, called Anthem, in 1904, but after working as a cowpuncher, farmer, oil field worker, and railroad dispatcher on the Katy Railroad, his musical career began in 1922 when he got a job on radio station WDAF in Kansas City, Missouri, singing and whistling. He went to New York City in 1924, auditioned for Victor Records, signed his first recording contract, and made his first recordings on April 30th of that year. From 1924 to 28, he accompanied Vernon Dalhart on the guitar, and the two sang duets, bringing national attention to country music. As a studio musician, he recorded with the likes of Gene Austin, Jack Smith, The Revelers, and Frank Crummett. In 1928, Frank Luther and Phil Crowe joined Robison to form the Carson Robison Trio. He also sang duets with Luther, often under the pseudonym of Bud and Joe Billings. In 1932, he formed his own band, Carson Robison and his Buckaroos, and that same year went on an international tour as Carson Robison's Pioneers. Carson Robison wrote more than 300 songs and received a lot of his inspiration from newspaper stories of disasters. He died on March 24, 1957, in Poughkeepsie, New York. Here's Carson Robison.
When the day is done and the work is through, and I go home feeling kind of blue, let me tell you what I do. I just do 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 do. Ain't got no boat, ain't got no car, and without them things you can't get very far. So I just haul out my old guitar, and I do 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 do. The neighbors say there's no if and nor but, that guy next door is a crazy nut, but I don't care, I get out of a rut with my do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then when I get to feeling silly, I make up my mind I'm going to be a hillbilly. So I put a harmonica around my neck, and I start into playing this tune by heck. Comes a song of the girl that I love, the moon and the stars shining above. Well, I can't sing anymore, my voice is full of gristle. Sounds just like a hurricane blowing through a thistle. But if you'd like to hear some more, I'd be very glad to whistle.
The twilight shadows deepen into night, dear. The city lights are gleaming o'er the snow. I sit alone beside the cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from awful long ago. I fancy it is springtime in the mountains. The flowers with their colors are aflame, and every day I hear you softly saying, I'll wait until the springtime comes again. When it's springtime in the Rockies, I am coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes a-blue, once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away. While the birds sing all the day, when it's springtime in the Rockies far away.
Thank you.
The granddaddy of the hillbillies, Carson Robison, with Hawaiian guitarist Roy Smack and Tuff Pickin. The pair recorded that for OK, Columbia, and Victor, and frankly, I don't know which version that is. It's from the Yazoo CD. Roy Smack plays Hawaiian guitar, banjo, ukulele, and guitar, but the Yazoo label is not good about complete discographies, and I didn't have time to find out which record that actually is. Before that, Carson was two-tone whistling along with Fred Hartley and his orchestra on Treetop Serenade, a Carson Robison composition. He was the first country-western artist to tour Great Britain, and that was recorded in London in August of 1932. Before that, it was the vocal duet of Carson Robison and Frank Luther and Springtime in the Rockies from a late 1927 Jeanette 78. We began our little tribute to Carson Robison with another of his own compositions, Happy Go Lucky, a solo effort recorded in New York in July of 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Listener John sent an email just yesterday requesting 5 different waltzes by the Troubadours. Well, that might be a little much for one set, but I can probably accommodate him over the next several weeks. So this week we'll start with his first request to start off a set of beloved songs.
People, you all know I love God and love to go to church. Now I'm going to play you that beautiful old piece, Rock of Ages, Cliff for Me. Let me hide myself in thee. soldier boys, listen for that lonesome bugle call.
That I want you to be. Someone who looks like me. First was I said it, arms to credit, lips said please take care. Then there was a gentleman, yeah, Burma, and I lost my heart right there. Oh, delicious, delightful delirium, mercy. See what your love's done to me. I'm believing, beloved, cause it's true. All that I want you to be. I'll see you do nothing, beating, button, beating, boom, boom, yeah. That I want you to be, yeah.
We begin that beloved set with the Troubadours and Beloved, written by Gus Kahn and Joe Sanders, and recorded on March 30th, 1928. That was followed by Uncle Dave Macon and Uncle Dave's Beloved Solo. Uncle Dave Macon was born in Warren County, Tennessee, in 1870. He grew up near Nashville, where his parents ran a hotel that catered to vaudeville artists and circus performers, who became an influence on him, along with the southern folk songs of the area. Until he was age 50, he made a living hauling freight by mule wagon. How he made the transition, I don't know, but from there he became a successful recording artist and traveling entertainer, and a star of the Grand Ole Opry in the late 1920s. That Vocalion 78 was recorded September 8, 1926. And we finished up with Fats Waller in his rhythm, November 7th, 1934, and Believe It, Beloved. Music by George Whiting and James C. Johnson, and Fats sang the Nat Schwartz lyrics. A couple of others had birthdays this past week, and here they are, starting with Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra, who are having lots of fun.
Hey, silly, I'm no dunce. I know people just live but once, and here's a man that's having lots of fun. Things that I don't know about can't be worthwhile finding out, 'cause I believe I'm having lots of fun. Never had a lady friend attempt to turn me down. Always spend my money in the hottest place in town. So on my tombstone have a fly, here lies a man that's satisfied, 'cause I believe in having lots of fun.
Thank you.
Elmer Grosso and his Greenwich Village Orchestra with If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me, I'd Cry My Eyes Out for You, from a Jeanette 78 wax November 23rd, 1926. The vocal was by the Grosso Trio. I don't know who the individual members of the Grosso Trio might have been, but Elliot Stewart did a solo vocal on Mother Dear, recorded in the same session, and Arthur Hall sang with Elmer Grosso a couple of months earlier. A few months later, in 1927, the Grosso brothers are credited with a vocal, but although Elmer did record some vocals, I didn't find a listing of a brother in the band's personnel. Elmer Grosso played trumpet and violin and had been a sideman with the Happy Six in the early 20s. If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me was written in 1926 by Howard Johnson, Eddie Ward, and Irving Bebo, and is not to be confused with the 1940 If Tears Could Bring You Back to Me, written by Tommy Connor and Manning Sherwin. Before that, it was Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra and Having Lots of Fun from September 9, 1926. Bandleader, drummer, and composer Abe Lyman was born August 4, 1897 in Chicago. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.